We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Running a left red turn arrow, leaving the seat up, reheating your fish leftovers in the office.
Our world is overflowing with savages.
DPXY explores the fine line of acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery. It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
Today's Savage or Sensible, does it fall into the category of it definitely would have been savage in our quote old world, but perhaps it's a little more sensible in our new, not normal, as we've been coining it here on the show. This is based off of our Team PXY Quarantine Confessions. If you just missed it, it's up online on demand, 98pxy.com and the radio.com app. If you search Team PXY. But to recap, in case you did miss it, basically we talked to a woman who, and she's very proud of this fact, her trick, her life hack, whatever you want to call it, for getting a little alone time is convincing her husband that she has work meetings when she doesn't, and then she just like goes and hangs out in her car. So, I mean, essentially lying, right? It's a lie.
Yeah, yeah. She's lying. Mm-hmm. She's 100% lying. And I think that this is very appropriate to put on the savage scale, especially given these times.
Well, we got a mixed reaction on the text line from people being like, this woman is a genius. I'm going to try that, to you shouldn't be lying to your husband. What a savage. So, yeah.
Yeah. I just don't really know what the time of where we are as a society has that much to do with whether this is okay or not.
Okay, go ahead.
I get that things are a little more sensitive.
A little more?
We don't have to be leaning in and lying to people to protect their feelings. I just don't think that's really has to be the case.
I think this is less about protecting feelings and not trying to ignite a war, to be honest with you. Because let's think about the situation that many couples are experiencing now. And we've talked to many on the show. It is a little testier right now. Emotions are running a little higher. People are a little tenser. There's more stress involved. And little things that normally wouldn't be a big deal can be blown up into pretty big deals right now. So if you're coming at this from the thought of, okay, I just want a little time to myself. First off, you should be able to have that conversation with your significant other, and they should respect that. But let's just be real and honest about it. Not everyone has that situation. Like, they just don't. So if you need to maybe fudge the truth a little bit, just to get yourself a little time to get away, to keep yourself sane, basically, like, can you really say that's a savage move?
I don't know why morals are just going out the window here. You always say, Corey, honesty is the best policy.
No,
I never loved a liar. Quotes.
I always say that they say that honesty is the best policy. But again, if we're being real, there are instances in life where maybe the honest, brutal truth isn't the right way to go. Maybe.
It's not that brutal, though. It's not like you're telling this person that you just like hit their dog.
I don't want to spend time with you. I need to get away from you. Like, how do you have that conversation?
Okay, first of all, don't phrase it like an absolute savage.
Well, how would you phrase it? Fine. Let's role play. We're in a relationship. I'm literally around you all of the time. You can't get away. You're feeling suffocated.
This is literally my life.
I can mute you on the FaceTime and then you're gone. It's a beautiful thing. We have a great situation right now. I wish we had this in studio. I wish I had a mute button for Brady.
Savage or sensible, Corey. Let's switch it. Oh my god.
So okay, what would you say to me then? All right, you just need a little time to yourself. Let's role play this.
I would say, my dearest Corey.
Yes, Breezy.
I love you so much.
Uh-huh.
I really do.
Oh, that's great. Love you too.
You're my partner.
Mm-hmm.
My lover.
Sure. Okay. Oh, and this is getting uncomfortable. Please don't say that.
Yes.
You're getting too deep into the role play. Stop.
Yeah. And I think it would be best if we take a quick 10 to 15 minute break.
Wait, hold on. What do you mean? What do you mean? What exactly? Wait, hold on. You don't want to be around me? What is it?
No,
what is it about me?
No,
do you not like me? Are you breaking?
I love you.
Are you breaking up with me?
What do you mean? Like I said before.
What do you mean you need to be away from me? We're supposed to be attached at the hip.
You sound like an insecure middle schooler.
But that is the conversation that can happen in a relationship.
If you're dating someone like that, rethink your choices,
honey. Easier said than done for some people. So, in my opinion, again, you should be able to have the honest conversation of, hey, I just need a little time to myself.
What would your dad say?
My wife and I have the conversation. She's cool with me golfing a couple times a week, and that's my time away. And she likes to go for runs, and I'm totally cool with that. But we're lucky. I feel like we are lucky in that instance. And not everyone has that situation.
Corey, listen, you're not the poster child for a relationship here. There's a lot of other people that, if they aren't doing this already, they should be doing this now. And it's not wrong, or no one should be feeling hurt. If you are feeling hurt, I think there's just a tad bit of insecurity in your relationship. Sure.
Could be. Or maybe they're just an extra sensitive person. Those people exist.
And for that token of them being extra sensitive, I would rather tell them straight up to their face about this and have them completely fly off the handle and lose their mind.
Then
lie about it and then just keep burying these problems deep down. Because if it comes to a head naturally when you're saying you want to maybe just step away for a second, then you can tackle this problem head on instead of burrowing down and deeper and deeper. Get it surface level.
Breezy relationship expert.
I'm basically Dr. Chris Donahue.
Stop.
I am.
Genevieve checking in on Facebook here. You can jump in too. Savage or sensible, coming up with a lie to get a little time to yourself. There are definitely a lot of people who are saying sensible. Get time to yourself by any means necessary. If you have to lock your significant other in a closet for a little bit to get some time to yourself, do what you got to do. But Genevieve says this. This is interesting. Says it depends. If your first thought is to lie to get that time, then I say savage. You should say first that you need some time to decompress, or that you need to focus and care for you for a minute. However, it would be sensible if you tried to take the time and people will not leave you alone or give you the time you need. Then I fully understand why would lie. And this maybe isn't just a couple, Breeze. This could be a family dynamic too. Think of when you were still living in your parents' house, right? Mm-hmm. And say that, I'm sure your mom experiences all the time. She probably just wanted you to go away, but you were just buzzing around. Just like a gnat. Around her all the time. Mom, I'm bored. Mom. If she said to you when you were a kid at that point, I need time for me. I need you to go. You would be devastated and you would probably throw a tantrum. Right or wrong? Just not wrong? Usually this is where you say you're just not wrong.
No, I'm not going to say that. Nope, not going to say it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Instead.
I mean, your mom listens to the show, so... Bethy, if you're listening and you have examples that you'd like to sort of this happening, I would put money on the fact
my
that it
mom
has.
Would never. My mom's not calling in. First of all, I haven't lived with my mom for basically
222-9800.
My mom's not calling. First of all, mm-hmm. I have not lived with my mom mm-hmm. for basically an entire year now, mm-hmm, and she's mm-hmm. begging me to come home.
Now she is. But so when you were there,
all of those past problems.
Oh, yeah.
Those aren't a rear view, baby.
Well,
no one
funny.
Even knows those existed anymore.
It's funny how you're talking about burying things and now past problems just don't exist anymore.
Nope.
I can see why. Yes, go ahead.
I'm telling you right now, all of my friends on Facebook, they agree with me. Brittany. Mm-hmm. Okay, why lie? It's never okay to lie. Just be honest. If you can't openly communicate with your partner, you're with the wrong person. Marissa says, savage, put your big boy pants on, and if you need some time, peace, and quiet to yourself, advocate for your mental health. I'm telling you, all these people, just be truthful. You out of all people are the biggest truth leader I know.
I'm not lying. When did I say I was lying?
You're advocating for it.
I don't need to. I'm saying people don't have the situation that we all have. sometimes.
You're giving people the pass to
50% vote right now at 98pxy.com for the Savage or Sensible. I guess I'm open to the idea of it being sensible because I'm not going to judge, say, let's say a mom who is home with her three kids and they're screaming and they're running around and it's pure chaos 90% of the day. And she's frazzled and she's at her wit's end. And she says, oh, hold on, I got this phone call to her husband. Hang on 1 second. And she goes outside to stand outside for 2 minutes to breathe. And she never had a phone call. I'm not going to judge that mom and say she's a savage for doing that. Like, that's my point.
I think moms are angels. I really do. I don't think moms could do any wrong when it comes to, I think everyone's doing the best they can. I think for me personally, being an open book and being open and honest and being like, I've had it with you maniacs is easier than just being love all of you so much and you never bother me and I'm just going to like go clip my toenails outside.
But you also need to look at it from a different perspective than just your own because you have no problem with confrontation. You are perfectly fine with it. In fact, you love it. You have no problem screaming and making a big deal of things and being dramatic. Like that's just you. No knock on you. So it's very easy for you to say all of this, but there are people out there who are very much not like you and they don't have that comfortability to do that. And honestly, some couples right now, each one is they're walking on eggshells. They're just trying to keep things together and not cause any kind of blow up. And if in their mind this is going to avoid any kind of blow up, then you got to do what you got to do.
I totally realize that not everyone's like me, and God bless everyone who's not like me because I don't think we need one more me in this world. But I'm just saying, I think at a point, a blow up is going to do more good than it does harm.
What, really?
Yes, because how many times have you had a blow up with someone and at the time it's bad, but when you really peel back the layers and you talk it out and you sit down after everything the dust has settled and you really get to the crux and the root of why you're so angry, I think that is better than just being passive, lying, sneaking, everything's fine.
I don't know. Ask all the divorce people how that worked out.
Yeah, we did talk to a divorce lawyer last week. We did. Yeah. We sure did.
Again, this is a text that we got, and I think it's an example of, like, I'm not going to judge this person and call them a savage. They said that I lied the other day about having to go into work for 4 hours and went down to the boat launch and just watched people fish. I love my family, and I am essential, but I had 3 days off in a row. I get it. Sometimes you need a break. Sometimes you just need a break. So the voting, very, very close up at 98pxy.com. Let me give it one more refresh. Thank you for all the votes. This one was pretty close, Breeze. Savage or sensible, coming up with a lie to get a little time to yourself. 64% of the people voting say
savage.
That it is savage.
Savage. Mm-hmm. Savage all day.
But you know what? It's better to be a savage than to have a mental breakdown. If I got to pick one or the other, I'm going to go with savage.
Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the savage scale. More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy. Not too long ago, people all over our country were waiting in line for iPhones and movie premieres. Now, in some parts of the country, people are waiting in line to shop for bare necessities. But there's one resource that's always available and always free, no matter where you live. Radio. Giving out an unlimited supply of facts, information, and music with no charge and no waiting. Proudly heard here on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.